If I could snap my fingers and give people a gift, it would be to say, hey, the craziest dream that you have, you can actually make that come true. The craziest dream that you have, you can actually make come true. And honestly, there's no more important person to impress with your accountability than yourself. It was so powerful to say, I'm going to do this. And then showing up for myself day after day after day after day, even though I didn't want to do it. That credibility, respecting yourself, believing in yourself, knowing you will show up for yourself, is one of the most extraordinary gifts anybody can ever give themselves. Ever in your life, there is nothing that will feel better than having credibility with yourself. I will remind myself very frequently that I am very careful about what I promise myself I'm going to do. But once I promise myself I'm going to do something, then I'm going to do it. I am going to see it through. And there's nothing that I'm going to let get in my way, slow me down, stop me. And when you come into something with that attitude, as Jocko Willink says, there's freedom in that. There's freedom in that discipline of knowing I will see this through. And the power that that brings to your life is really, it's intoxicating and it's liberating to believe in yourself, to know that if you say you're going to do something, that you're going to follow it through. It's one of the key elements to build into your personality. Even if you can fool the world, there will be an account of your actions in your own mind. Now, to me, that's the far more interesting part about accountability is your own subconscious is going to hold you accountable for the things you do or don't do, the way that you show up, how hard you play. So for instance, I tell people all the time that, you know, I get out of bed in 10 minutes or less. But how do you really know? But I know. And I know that if I want to feel good about myself when I tell other people that I get out of bed in 10 minutes or less, then I actually have to show up and do that because my mind is going to hold me accountable to what I said. Then as you start to build trust with people that you care about, people that are around you, then it really is they're holding you account to your actions. This was one of the big breakthroughs in my life, was realizing that if I said I was going to do something and I wanted to give up on it, I would think about, well, if I position it this way, if I move this way, if I kind of hide this from that person and sweep this under the rug over here, then I can still manage other people's beliefs about who I am. And as long as other people think that I'm cool, I'm good, I'm talented, I'm smart, whatever, then I'm good. And what I realized is, A, that only works 50% of the time. 50% of the time it works. The other 50% of the time, though, people see through it, and then you begin to earn the reputation of being a bullshit artist. So what I realized was, okay, not only does it not work as well externally as I think, but it doesn't matter what the outside world thinks if I don't think positively of myself. So that became my obsession, is understanding credibility is most important when you're talking about self-credibility. And how we earn credibility with ourselves is by saying, I'm going to do this thing, and then doing it. And then you just keep inching that out farther and farther and farther until you get to the point where you show up for yourself in the most extreme and difficult of circumstances. That's why accountability is so joyful. Because now it's like, whoa, how I spend my time becomes a spiritual consideration. Because I can do anything that doesn't violate the laws of physics and that I set my mind to and I'm willing to work towards. Now, you may end up failing. There may be some things, goals you set that are out of your reach, but I promise by the time you get there, you will be so enamored with just showing up for yourself and leaving it all out on the field. It won't be traumatic to fail to achieve a goal because you'll realize that becoming capable of a championship performance is far more emotionally gratifying than actually winning the championship. It's the journey. Because imagine if...
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You cheated and won a championship. That emotion will forever be tainted. It will forever be fragile. It will be all too easy for somebody to come and just scratch, reveal that you cheated, and it all comes crumbling down. All of the emotional scaffolding that you've built within yourself, it just comes down. But showing up for yourself time after time, playing to the best of your ability, being optimistic, continuing to push, that really will be its own reward. I hold myself accountable to showing up every day and sincerely trying to achieve that goal. But I do not hold myself accountable to whether I actually achieve that goal, because that to me is somewhat irrelevant in the grand scheme of things. It is the pursuit of the goal that's all the juice. It's becoming the person capable of doing that. That's the juice. It's showing up every day and playing to win. It's showing up every day and sincerely, not for rhetoric, not to be able to say to somebody that, oh, I'm trying to do this, but to know in my heart of hearts that I've really done everything that I could to make this a reality. Now, the reason that I divorce myself from the ultimate outcome is because you don't want to live for some future time. This is where people chasing money get themselves into trouble. They think that if they amass a certain amount of wealth, that they'll feel good about themselves. But the reality is, the external goal is never going to make you feel some kind of way about yourself. It's always super temporary. You're always, if you're driven, are going to be looking at what's that next mountain to climb anyway. So if you know that, then you know it's about the climb. It's not about actually getting the thing. So avoiding that pathology becomes critically important. And this is everything, not just accountability. Just understanding that there is pathology on both sides. So be very careful not to underperform, and be careful not to think that the end goal is the only thing that matters. It's really showing up and playing well. So this is about showing up for yourself when you're tired, when you're fatigued, when you're feeling pessimistic. Literally, accountability is there to save you in that moment so that you know, regardless of the fact that I feel sad, tired, pessimistic, hopeless, whatever, I'm going to show up and play right now today. These are the moments. This is where you get to show yourself who you are. Now, if you let yourself down in that moment, we're going to feel that sting. We're going to take that L. We're not going to pretend that it wasn't an L. We're not going to pretend that we didn't let ourselves down. We did. We let ourselves down. That's real. Now, we know that doesn't make sense to sit there, wallow in that, beat myself to death. I need to focus and start moving forward. That is really the key, to get yourself back up, to get back in the game, and to get moving forward. So, in those moments, we're going to set that aside. We are not willing to tolerate from ourselves that being tired, sad, hurt, pessimistic, whatever, that's not an excuse. Why? Because it doesn't move us towards our goals. It's not about the outside world. I don't give a shit what they think. I want my goal. I want to actually achieve that thing. And I actually believe that I can pull it off. So I'm showing up every day, sincerely playing for that. There are few things people respect more than the ability to trust you and knowing that you're reliable. You can fail. You can make mistakes. But if you do the things you say you're going to do, if you try your best, if you give it your all, if you really honor the statements that you make and the promises that you make, people will hold you in high esteem, even if something like, you know, you have a business and it collapses, you get into debt and you lose your house, whatever. You might think that people are going to think less of you, but if you have that kind of credibility, trust, reliability, I think you'll be surprised at how many people rally to your aid.